You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Browns fans, there is only one site to get the latest Cleveland Browns combine news, photos, and videos straight from the source. Yep, that's us. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com for everything Browns. Go now. That's ClevelandBrowns.com. And one of the things we will have posted for you shortly on that website and on all of our platforms, the mobile apps, etc., is this top 53. You heard us break down over the last couple of weeks the comprehensive list from 1 to 53 that Nathan Zagura and yours truly put together. You'll find that on the site. You'll find some great photos accompanying that. And we've got it all there for you. And, you know, this and by the way, want to thank some people, too, before we move on here. Megan Rock for tweeting throughout the show. Excellent job. She'll be putting together the Browns Daily Wrap that you'll hear at the end, that you'll read, I should say, in a little bit at the end of the day on ClevelandBrowns.com. And our producer, Jason Gibbs, thank you for your great work and for having Armando Segura with us from the Miami Herald and Mary Kay Cabot from Cleveland.com. Nathan, this was a fun exercise to really take a look at this roster from top to bottom. You and I worked independently at first and then kind of merged our ideas. And I think one of the things that struck me was for sure that early on we realized if we had differences of opinion in terms of where players were, we the numbers, the differences weren't huge at all.
No, very minor. We pretty much came together within a couple spots on pretty much every single player, which I thought was interesting. And we both liked Jabal Sheard and Desmond Bryant, and I think maybe more than people would have thought to see them ranked where we have them may surprise some people, with Sheard checking in at number 5, Bryant at 6. But we know that those guys can be big-time difference makers on defense. And really, you know, it struck me that Tayshon Gibson was probably a guy that if you ranked him before the season would have maybe had the biggest discrepancy, maybe he and Brian Hoyer, between where they ended up and where they started. But I think as we went through it, we saw that clearly the depth is on the defensive line with Billy Winn, with John Hughes backing up those guys up front, and really that there are going to be needs at corner. There's going to be a need at inside linebacker and a cover linebacker. Huge need at wide receiver, obviously at running back as well. So some things that are fortunately going to be easy to address. The inside linebacker one seems to me like it might be the toughest, though, as we go forward.
Yeah, and it makes a loud statement that the first quarterback you get to is Brian Hoyer, and
huge
we were
statement.
Struggling to get a guy anywhere in the top 15, and he didn't make it there. And that says a lot about the needs of this roster. Two receivers at the very bottom of this list in Greg Little and Devon Bess. And look, that, and we had a caller recognize that as well. That makes an overwhelming statement about the problems of this team or areas that need to be addressed when those were two guys who needed to step up big. They didn't have to be Josh Gordon big, but they just had to be complements. They weren't even that.
They weren't that, and I think, as we said, I don't think either one will be with the team, and that is going to be a position that will be easy to address via free agency and the draft. I expect a multifaceted approach from the Browns in that spot, and I would not be surprised at all if a wide receiver is taken with either the second pick in the first round or the pick in the second round with one of those first two, three picks. I think you'll see a quarterback and a wide receiver join this team, and really, Brian Hoyer, you talked about the quarterback, he's ranked there based on 2.5 games, two games, really.
Right, two games, and he was able to make it that high on the list. But, yeah, very much. And look, this is the exercise that we went through, is the exercise that Ray Farmer, the personnel staff, the coaching staff goes through as they enter the acquisition season, which begins in earnest this week when everybody heads out to Indianapolis. You, my friend, I know are going to enjoy the rest of the week in the Bahamas. You got a destination wedding, the Miz's wedding. I'm excited for you for that.
I'm very excited. You know, as a wrestler, he only gets Wednesdays and Thursdays off, so the wedding will be on Thursday. I'm excited to be out there and get out of this snow, but I will miss you guys at the Combine and look forward to getting your thoughts from that, listening to CBD while I'm down there, and then, you know, as we come back next week, really get into the needs of this team, how they're going to address it and get this Browns team ready for 2014.
That'll be the breakdown, too. All right, be safe. Have fun, my friend. And we look forward to, and I want pictures or something.
You'll at least get something
that'll make me feel warm while I'm not there. All right?
Don't you worry about it.
All right. He is a Nathan Zagura, and for him, I'm Vic Carucci saying thank you for joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford. Come on.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.